All right, welcome to Dirty Folk, Harper the Fox.
Oh, welcome to Dirty Folk, Max Moosman.
Thank you.
I'm excited about this.
I'm excited too. This is Dirty Folk. This is where Harper and I use a random word generator to generate a three-word search that we enter into the Pornhub search bar, and then we share with you the lovely and horrible things we find. It's a game that we created. You can play along if you like. All the videos we're going to watch today will be available on a playlist on Harper the Fox's Pornhub page. There's a playlist tab, and then there's a view more button. You can see all the playlists for all the episodes there if you want to play along and watch the videos that we're talking about for some reason, but part of the reason why we do this is so that you don't have to.
Or maybe you'll go to Harper the Fox on Pornhub and just get relentlessly distracted by my boobies and Max's dong and my butt and stuff, because we are ourselves porn stars.
That's
we
right.
ourselves are creators of porn, which gives us the expertise required to guide you through the dark anals of Pornhub.
We are expertly horrified by this. And right at the top here, I want to let you know a couple things that we haven't been necessarily telling you about all the time that I want to tell you about. I even wrote a little ad here.
Oh.
All right. This is Max Moosman. You already know that because I covered that already.
Hi, Max Moosman.
Hi, thanks. Reminding you that sooner or later, you are going to buy Bastard a Mushroom Trip by Max Moosman from dirtyfolk.com/bastard or from Amazon. You probably already did because you're one of the good ones. It's my book. Go buy it. dirtyfolk.com/bastard. Also, this is the important bit that we haven't been saying that much. If you want more Dirty Folk, every single week we make a bonus episode you can buy for just 69 cents at dirtyfolk.com/listen. That helps keep the show going. You can help keep the show going. I can't even read my own ad. You can help keep the show going by getting in on the Double Secret Supporters Only episode. It is a great way to show your monetary support for this show.
Yes. As of this release, there should be 4 bonus episodes.
And they're all about, in all of them, we add the word furry to our normal random words searches.
That's been our thing. All right. It's just making it furry.
Let's get right to it now.
I'm so curious.
Yes. We have a three-word word search generated randomly that Pornhub insists on changing into a 5-word word search, because 2 of the words, Pornhub disagrees that they're one word. And I don't know. Maybe people can weigh in here. But the words that we got today are overcharge, boat, and earthwax.
What the fuck is earthwax?
I have no earthly idea what earthwax is. Never heard of it.
Never fucking heard of it, but maybe there's a porn about it.
Maybe there's a porn. Can I look real fast here? Can I look up
earthwax
just as a regular search?
Azocarite or azocerite, archaically referred to as earthwax or earthwax, 2 words, is a naturally occurring odoriferous mineral wax or paraffin found in many localities. Apparently, stench is another word for it, so I guess it's a smelly rock.
Weird. Is that what odoriferous refers to?
I believe so. I think it's things with a pronounced odor.
So is sulfur odoriferous?
I believe so. This is my 9th grade chemistry knowledge coming at you.
Fantastic. All right, let's take a look here at what the Pornhub search yielded. What do we got? Periscope taken over. Looks like a lot of booty shaking.
Yeah.
Wax salon girl strokes hard cock of customer on hidden camera. Who's in charge?
MILF, wife, what? And cuck having another man over for a threesome in a boat.
All right.
My wife peeing again from a pedal boat into the lake. Bitch won't stop peeing from pedal boats.
Young guy blows his load everywhere. Girlfriend's mom takes charge of daughter's boyfriend in the best way. Most perfect blonde on earth. Young wife blows husband's friend in the middle of a boat party. There's a lot of cucking in this search. Why? Maybe that's just what you do in a boat.
Maybe.
It's just, is the purpose of a boat?
Cuckold listeners, How much of your cuckolding has occurred on a boat?
Seems. Oh my God.
Earth defense when creepy dick monsters attack.
We're definitely opening that one.
Absolutely.
Smash my landlord's wife for overcharging my rent.
Let's do that one too. We've got to get at least one of these boat ones.
Yeah, we got to get a boat one.
Oh my God.
What?
The sexiest anorexic on earth, pure bones.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay, we'll get there. Everybody, calm down.
Oh my God.
Okay, we're going to do MILF wife and cuck having another man on a boat. How many is that? 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's stick there because we've been running long. The prisoner Latina in charge also looks. Why did we get? Oh, because charge. Overcharge. Yes. That's the thing. Oh, wow. She's choking the shit out of him in this preview.
Well, we need to open it now. You've watched way too much of this.
All right. Okay, so we're going to watch Earth Defense when creepy dick monsters attack. Number two.
And we'll be right back.
Right back. That's not the button.
This is the button.
A little interruption from me, Max Moosman. Listen, seriously, sooner or later, you're going to buy my book, Bastard and Mushroom Trip, because it's absolutely fantastic, and you're going to fucking love it. So go to dirtyfolk.com/bastard and buy it right now. While you're over at dirtyfolk.com, you can go to dirtyfolk.com/listen, and you can buy the bonus episode for this week of this podcast. It's a special episode only for those who financially support the show. You can pay as little as 69 cents for a bonus episode. Go get yours right now, dirtyfolk.com/listen. What the fuck was that?
All right. Well, we just watched Earth Defender Dick Monsters Attack number 2.
I guess. We forgot to do Hornometer before going into that.
Yeah. So I've been pretty horny today. I would say I was at like a 2 or a 3, like just sort of lazily coming in.
Yeah, I was at a 3 coming in.
So I got to say, I'm confused, but I'm at like a 6.
I got hornier. I also got hornier. I don't know why or what that says about me, and I don't understand what was hornying about that. Hornying? Is that a thing?
Hornifying.
Hornifying.
So, okay.
Hornicating.
So this video is a computer animated sort of video game looking style.
I kept thinking like Spider-Man's New York.
Yeah, so I was thinking gargoyles up top, because after their little like flashy intro where we see like a fucking giant babe in space with dick monsters on her, we just like cut to this scene, and
I don't want to just skip over dick monsters.
Dick monsters.
It's a spider with like a dick tentacle. It's got
a dick for a face.
Yeah, it's got nothing to do with the plot. It's just a still image.
I have a theory about those spiders, but we'll come back to it.
Okay.
So we open on this creepy fucking Skeletor looking alien bitch perched on top of a gargoyle in a city. She's got these like bony ass wings. She's like green. She's got a very skeletal face, red eyes, creepy as fuck. And she's watching as this like fucking hot couple is just like fucking next to the stairs leading into an apartment building.
Completely naked.
Totally
and
naked.
No clothes anywhere in sight.
The dude has incredibly improbable tattoos because he's got like white ink in his tattoos.
Oh yeah.
I don't think tattoos can be colored that way. But he's this like he looks like a dude fucking fresh out of prison and like banging the first chick he's able to grab, which is hot. And she also has like the finest set of teeth I've ever seen. That was the main thing I noticed about her.
I thought her teeth were a little racist.
What do you mean?
If I talk more, I might get myself in trouble. That's all I'm going to say.
Her teeth looked racist?
Her teeth struck me as racist.
Okay. Well,
others
good
can
to
make
know.
Their own judgments. That's all I'm going to say.
So this couple next to the stairs of this apartment building is just going at it, just moaning. He's got her like pinned up against the building. She's got a leg wrapped around him and they're just fucking. And that for me, that's a particular like fetishy interest of mine. Super hot. Loved it. But this fucking Skeletor bitch, alien chick, is just
she's got
watching.
Sort of wings, yeah. Like sort of like hooked heel claws.
Yeah, she's just
all anorexic-y.
Yup. She's ribs. Just watching from the gargoyle, watching, and then in a moment of truth decides to pounce down onto the street. At which point, Babe getting fucked looks over the guy's shoulder and screams a hilarious scream.
It is a pretty hilarious scream.
Just like her mouth isn't open nearly far enough to justify the scream
and
that comes out.
It doesn't move at all. Just like a frozen, like the same thing like you would like make if like someone just said like, oh, do you know like Billy who hasn't been in town for 10 years? I saw him at the grocery store today. You'd like make this face like, oh. Oh. But it comes out like,
So she screams. The couple separates. It goes to just like flashes. You don't see this in complete action. You just get freeze frames of this happening. Bitch runs away. Skeletor bitch bites a chunk out of this dude's jugular. Just and like rips a chunk from his neck.
In like sort of freeze framed moments with mm-hmm. camera moving. We just see it like kind
of
image with yeah with some Ken Burns action.
So then it just cuts to he is like slumped on the ground with blood spurting out of his neck, and this alien bitch is riding his dick like there's no tomorrow. She is having a grand old time
making car crash noises.
Yeah. Just these guttural like
it sounds like cars crashing to me. That's what it sounds like. Just automobile accidents is the sound she makes while she fucks.
Yeah. So she fucks him. He has at that point lost all ability to resist because he's just sort of laying there and taking it.
He's losing a lot of blood.
Yeah, he is.
I don't know how he's hard because he is rock hard.
Yep.
And then she crawls off him and just starts slurping on his dick.
Yep. Then she finishes. She's perched like on the stairs of this apartment building, at which point Liberty Bell comes in.
Oh, that's a reference that no one's going to get.
I mean, people who have watched Glow will get it, but this fucking like blonde, busty babe in a white leotard with a red cape.
The most pointless hero.
After this dude has been like probably murdered and like and
raped.
Had cum drained from him,
and then the girl he was fucking is God knows where.
Yeah, just like running through an alley stark naked
or dead.
Yeah,
for all we know.
This heroine comes in and just like smacks the alien around a couple times and the video's over,
and she just stands
there
over us all camel toed,
right, with her hands on her hips, just all proud.
Right, she saves no one though.
Right,
so that's that. You know,
got me hornier inexplicably.
Got me hornier too. So, all right, let's see. What do we have coming up next here? We got smashed my landlord's wife for overcharging my rent. This is how business should be handled.
Oh yeah.
Oh, you want to overcharge me, sir? Bend over. I'm gonna
bang
fuck
your
you.
Wife. That's not the landlord. It's the landlord's wife.
That's true. You have to do it by proxy. I'm gonna.
Right. You want to overcharge me on my rent? Fucking summon your wife, sir.
Bend her over, sir. Who gets overcharged on rent? You make an agreement. You sign a lease. You don't.
Right.
You don't get like a bonus charge in your rent.
Do people like do fucking direct bank account links for their rent and shit?
So hopefully all these questions will be answered by the plot.
Yes.
Of this fine piece of footage we're about to watch. We'll be right back with our perspective on Smash My Landlord's Wife for Overcharging My Rent. Another little interruption from me, your good friend Max Mooseman, author of a fantastic book that you are gonna get one way or another sooner or later, so it might as well be today. I know what you're saying, Max, I already got one. Come on, dude, I'm cool. Get off my back, bro. Yeah, I know you're cool, all right? I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to everybody else who hasn't gotten it, who's not cool yet. Go to dirtyfolk.com/bastard, get your copy right now, and while you're there, stop by dirtyfolk.com/listen and pick up this week's bonus episode for just 69 cents. That's more Dirty Folk for you for 69 cents.
All right.
There's a lot going on in that one.
That was smashed my landlord's wife for overcharging my rent, I think.
There's nothing landlord related in the whole, but there was...
so much to
you
say.
You could have titled this so many other things that would have been relevant. Let's stick with this is the landlord's wife, because for some reason this verified Pornhub person who uploads videos, what are they called? They call themselves Mr. Hooligan. Mr. Underscore Hooligan. So much going on. First of all, this video brought to you by Bud Light.
Yep, immediately. There's a fucking NFL Bud Light can of beer, like, taking up a good third of the cell phone frame.
Yeah, along with a dirty tissue.
Yeah.
Which
looks like a previously used cum rag.
Yeah, it dropped my horniness level down quite a bit. Then it's pretty standard, just sort of cowgirl riding. So the guy's on the couch. I think they're watching How I Met Your Mother.
I couldn't tell what they were watching.
That's I don't
the TV's
enough,
on.
It sounded like someone talking about how their longest relationship was 36 hours. So I thought maybe it was Neil Patrick Harris or something. Doesn't he play sort of a ladies' man in that show?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either. But anyway, I think it's How I Met Your Mother. Some kind of TV. They're on the couch. The camera is like distant. And so we're seeing like the woman's ass and back riding the man who's sitting on the couch. So you can't really see any of their faces. You just see like ass riding dick. And, you know, and like her, like from her head down. Then the first plot twist happens, which is his dick pops out and he starts to try to put it back in. And he's like, put it back in. She's like, I'm trying. And then he's like, it's so tight, it's hard to fit. And she goes, it's the ass. And he goes, wait, it's your ass?
Like, and I'm in your ass right now?
She's yeah. And he goes, I'm in your ass right now? And she goes, yeah. And he goes, oh, and he gets so much hornier like right away, but also less hard. I noticed.
Yeah, it was an interesting moment because like from that moment on, it seemed like his dick was like half hard for the whole rest of the video.
It seemed like the pressure of fucking her in the ass got to him.
That I wouldn't say that was the first plot twist, though. The first one is the sponsor like pulled out almost immediately. Dude fucking uses his foot to like slide the Bud Light can out of the way.
And then he like picks up the tissue with his toes and throws it off to the side while getting fucked.
Yeah, he's realizing the cinematography of this video is not what he wants it to be.
It's not good at all. So he fucks her ass for a little bit. Then we find out that the landlord's wife is nasty.
Oh, yeah.
And she demands that he put it in her pussy and then back in her ass. I think it's her lubrication strategy for her asshole.
I read that moment differently. I understood it that his like half hard dick sort of flopped out of her ass and he just put it back in her pussy. And she said, no, put it back in my ass.
I heard her say, I thought, instructed him, put it in my pussy, then put it back in my ass.
Well, there's some disagreement here, but anyway around, she nasty. Because guys, public service announcement, don't, like, once things gone in the butt, wash it before it goes anywhere else.
Like your mouth.
Yeah.
Like, so enthusiastically in your mouth.
Oh my God. Yeah. We switch angles.
And it becomes like a combination. It's like Blair Witch Project. It's like, oh, where's Blair Witch blowjob?
Mm-hmm.
It's just, the camera is just shaking like there's a fucking massive earthquake and she's sucking and sucking and sucking. And
going
then
as
I thought
fast
for
as
a second
can.
We were
going
to witness a murder because he just grabs her head and shoves his dick all the way down and holds her there. And she starts making some truly upsetting choking sounds.
Yeah.
I was worried.
They're rough.
But she seems to love it.
Yeah, she does seem to love it. This girl couldn't be more enthusiastic about where she is and what she's doing. But meanwhile, in the background,
oh God,
we see the most disappointed dog. There's a very cute dog in the background, just sort of perched on top of a love seat.
He's not
just
even,
staring
he's over
at
it.
Them.
So like he's like jumped up halfway, so his hips are hanging off behind the love seat, and he's just like draped over on the, like the love seat cushion, just staring at this like fucking like choking on dick lady while like the guy's like blowing a load like deep into her throat.
And, yeah, and the dog is just staring.
The dog cracked me up. It's a good looking
dog.
Oh
yeah, it's a very cute dog. Okay.
That's smash my landlord for overcharging.
Horniness level?
Smash my landlord's wife for overcharging my rent. You know what? It's stable at 5. It didn't make me less horny, and those people looked like they were fucking going for it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't find either of them, like, particularly attractive, but, like, I like it when people are really into the sex, and they seemed really into the sex and really into the filming of the sex.
Yeah. I would say my horniness level ticked down by 1 point, so I'm still pretty horny, still at a 5. Just because of the, like, ass to pussy to mouth thing. Like, that put me off, but I loved their enthusiasm, and I did love that they're, like, I appreciate those sort of awkward sexual moments of, like, he wants to be in her ass so badly, but he's not quite hard enough to make it work, so they've got to sort of work around it, like.
I think she just rammed it too hard against the rim, and she just abused the dick too much, and he got soft. That's the thing.
Good
also,
insight.
I'll just say, I don't get less horny in porn necessarily with, like, ass to mouth stuff like this, because it's the kind of place where I feel like I can appreciate how nasty and, like, slutty the lady is without actually having to participate in ass to mouth.
Wow.
I would be less horny if I was being asked to participate in ass to mouth. I would just be too concerned in general. But other people, and there's also a camera cut, so, like, it could be movie magic. We don't know.
Could be.
Maybe they scrubbed that dick pristinely clean. Anyway, at this point, I am just stalling because I don't want to watch the next one.
Oh, God. The sexiest anorexic on earth.
Pure bones.
Coming up.
Oh, my God. Do we have to do this? No. I'm already down to a 3 and plummeting. Here we go. Max Moosman here with another interruption. Why do you want to flirt with me? Why do you want to play these games? All right. We both know you're going to get my book, Bastard, A Mushroom Trip, and that you're going to enjoy it so much. You're going to love it. You're going to buy it for your friends and family. You're going to probably own like 20 copies of it sooner or later, but you want to play these little coy games. You want to play these little coy games. And you're like, Max, I already bought the book, man. I'm not talking to you. All right, I know you already bought the book. All right, I'm talking to the people who are listening who, for some reason, just need a little bit more attention from me. You need daddy's attention? All right, here it is. All right, you bad boy, you bad girl, go buy my book, Bastard A Mushroom Trip, from dirtyfolk.com/bastard. And while you're there, stop by the listen page, dirtyfolk.com/listen, and get yourself this week's bonus episode of the podcast for 69 cents. It's a cheap, funny way to support this podcast financially. Get more Dirty Folk episodes exclusively at dirtyfolk.com/listen for only 69 cents.
Well,
God.
The sexiest anorexic on earth. That's a video we just
skipped through. There's no audio. They blur her face and I could cry, man.
It's deeply upsetting.
So rough. She has a bonsai tree.
I didn't notice.
Yeah.
I was too busy noticing how she is ligaments and bones, and that's it.
Oh my God. It's like bones, like I can't even, like the front of her panties don't make so it's basically just this woman, her face is blurred out, she's wearing nothing but a thong. Is it a thong? I think so,
yeah.
And she's just sort of like posing and bending over and laying down and stuff, but she is so skinny that her hips, the front of her hips jut out from her like groin, from like her, that front pelvis area, so that her panties don't even make contact with the skin.
Mm-hmm.
in like the sort of like front V between her legs. There's just space there because her hips jut out far enough. Like, she is, I mean, it's a cliche thing to say about anorexic people, but it's a Holocaust picture. It's
have you ever wanted to see fucking Holocaust babes posing?
No.
Hot,
are you asking me, or are you just asking the public?
Actually, you know what? That's a thing that I fucking found on eFucked once.
No.
Holocaust babes.
What?
People sort through old Holocaust footage and look for like moderately attractive young women. I watched almost none of it. I had to see that it was like a thing.
You had to. This is Harper's whole relationship with eFucked. Don't worry. I watched almost none of it.
But I had to click on it. Fucking Holocaust babes.
This is one of the things where where listeners might think that I would be the one in this relationship who would be like, well, I had to click on it. And it's completely not true. I would not have to click on that. I would have to go somewhere else and not be interested at all. If I wasn't doing this podcast right now, there is no way in the world I would have clicked on this video.
Yeah. I grew up so wholesome. I feel like I just have this need to see some of the darkest shit out there. So,
I got nothing else to say. It's horrible. Watch it if you want. I just feel so bad for this woman.
Yeah, I hope she's doing better. Oh my God. Like, it's rough. Yeah, this is one of those where I feel like I should make a joke, but I don't know what to say, and I don't want to just like spout off about how like, oh, you should get help if you have an eating disorder, blah blah blah. Like, I don't feel like that's really the point of our show. Yeah, it's awful. I think it's safe to say both of our horniness levels are basically non-existent. Would you say that's accurate, Max?
Yes, I would say that is completely accurate. What do we have?
You don't have a boner. Waka waka.
Jesus Christ. Okay, let's go on a cruise. MILF wife and cuck having another man over for a threesome in a boat.
In a boat!
Max Moosman here with another brief interruption. Am I going to have to bang you over? Bang you over. Bend you over. And give you a little spanking? A little fresh... A little spanking for you? Is that what you need? Is that what you need to stop playing this game? To go buy your copy of Bastard and Mushroom Trip? Let me just give you a little smack, smack, smack. Oh, you're so bad. You're so bad. All right? This is it. You're bad. I'm bending you over right now. And I'm spanking you. Go get the book. And you say, don't hit me. I already bought the book. I'm not talking to you. All right? Thank you. Thank you for buying the book. You're great. You're beautiful. You're a genius. You made a great decision. I'm talking about the rest of you naughty, naughty little knickers who just don't, you're naughty little pants. You're not even people. You're pants who haven't bought my book yet. But sooner or later, you're going to become a real boy, a real girl. You're going to buy my book, Bastard, A Mushroom Trip, from dirtyfolk.com/bastard. While you're there, get the bonus episode for this week. Dirtyfolk.com/listen has all the bonus episodes. They're each just 69 cents. Go get yours right now. We're back.
MILF, wife, and cuck. Fuck a third guy on a boat. Something like that.
Having another man over for a threesome on a boat.
Oh my God.
That was one of my favorite ones I've ever watched.
I love that. This is like... Dudes, this is like a fucking instruction manual for how to have a fun threesome. Like,
yeah. I mean, there's lots of ways to go about it, but these guys,
there
bravo
was so
all over.
Much good in there.
There was. It ended with a line. We just jumped to the end real quick because it was so funny. The woman has just come on the playmate, the visitor's dick. She's riding his dick, and she's just come, and then she just like moans, "Oh my God, we gotta fuck in a tent someday." Like, all right, gotta fuck in a tent.
And whatever you say, lady.
The woman is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
She's definitely MILF-y. It seems like a middle-aged-ish couple brought a younger guy in.
They're the couple, both of them are fit. She's wearing this cute little cardigan like the whole time.
Yep. At first, I wasn't sure which direction it was going to go because she didn't know she was being videotaped. She asked like why the light was on, and the guy's like, because I'm taking video. And her main concern just seemed to be like that she was going to be blinded the whole time with the light. But she seems to kind of get into it.
Well, and he was so nice in response. He was just like, oh, yeah, just right now, it's just you and me, and we'll decide what we want to do with this video later.
Yep. The husband Seems like he's living out a bit of a fantasy, like maybe he wants to suck a dick, because he's given a lot of instructions on how to suck that beautiful cock.
Right, and well, did you hear him say, like, don't come yet, when you come, we both want it, is that okay?
Oh,
didn't you hear that?
I heard it, but I didn't understand it.
Husband is bisexual. He wants some jizz on his face.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Yeah, they're all working it out. He's trying to put it in. He's putting it in the wrong hole. this girl gets her asshole licked for the first time, and
she like loses her shit.
She loses her
mind. She loses her mind.
Long time to say that phrase.
Yeah.
She like is kind of freaked out, but also like loves it.
Giggling. So enthusiastic. I was just so like excited by this like husband in this scenario, because he was like, he was giving instructions to this other guy of like, hey, grab her by the waist and like pull her onto your dick, she loves that, like telling this guy how to please her.
Oh, and she said like, oh, put me on it. Very hot.
Oh yeah. And very like hot. And then like as she's like riding this dude and getting closer to coming herself, the husband is just saying to her like, honey, I'm so proud of you. Yeah. Like, you're such a good slut. I'm so proud of you. And it was just this really sweet, sexy moment.
It looked fun. It also looked like VHS or something, old school.
I wasn't sure if it was, because it was like a cell phone video.
Was it a cell phone?
It was vertical for a lot of it.
Was it?
Yeah.
It looked older,
I think,
though.
It was just grainy because it was dark. And maybe. It was, like, only lit by the cell phone light.
Maybe. But
they were clearly on a boat. There wasn't a lot of headroom.
Just, oh, yeah. Very, very low ceilings. But good, clean boat fun.
Oh, my God. I think I might have reached a new, like, horniness level for this podcast.
Yeah, we're up to.
I think I'm at, like, an 8.
And, wow.
Like, I don't think I've ever reached that high before.
Yeah. Wow. I'm gonna put myself at a 6, but definitely recovered. It was definitely nice.
Yeah.
It's consistently horny the whole time. It's extra impressive considering what came before that yep. It lifted it back up.
There are people out there who love each other, who support each other. It like reminds me of some of our like most fun threesome experiences.
Yeah, definitely.
Ah.
It's good stuff.
Well done. Right. Can we, is this like an actual official channel?
Nope. King Jack 1989 has uploaded. Well, maybe it's.
It could
oh,
be
yeah,
them.
It is. They've got a bunch of videos.
Haha.
But they're just not official.
Yeah, they could so be making money on this.
Putting these things up, they're just not getting paid for it.
Yeah.
Oh, there's well, a whole bunch out, of these guys.
A shout out to King Hyphen Jack 1989. 1989.
Look at that. Yeah, they've had a few threesomes they put together. There's videos of them just by themselves having a good time. Oh, she dressed up like Pocahontas or some shit.
For Thanksgiving.
Coco threesome for Thanksgiving.
They did a themed fuck.
Oh my God, that's
I love these
great.
People.
They're fun.
Love them.
Awesome.
Good job, guys.
Awesome.
Bravo. Okay, what's next?
Prisoner Latina in charge.
All right, let's see.
Max Moosman here. Hey, thanks. Thanks for going to buy my book, Bastard and Mushroom Trip, from dirtyfolk.com/bastard. I know you did it. I know that you're going to love it. I know you're holding it so tight, so sweet, and you're so happy. And you're like, I'm a good human. I know now for sure that I'm a good person because I went and got Bastard and Mushroom Trip from dirtyfolk.com/bastard. And while I was there, I bought every bonus episode because I love this podcast and I want these people to succeed and I want them to keep making more and more and more. And I love their art and they're beautiful and I'm beautiful and we're all beautiful together. So now I have all the bonus episodes and I have Bastard and Mushroom Trip by Max Moosman from dirtyfolk.com/bastard. And I'm just overall happier.
Happy.
Yes.
Happy.
Yes.
Are you going to tell me who did it?
I don't know what you're talking
Are
about.
Are you going to tell me who did it?
I don't know what you're talking
Are
about.
Are you going to talk?
I don't know what you're
talking about. Are you going to tell me who did it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Spoiler! You never find out who did it.
So that was Prisoner Latina in Charge from latinasincharge.com. Remarkable combination of overacting and underacting.
A beautiful bouquet of roses.
Yes.
Did you notice?
On the tabla?
Yeah.
I didn't notice the roses so much.
It was a very nice bouquet. I'm more interested in the scenery than you.
I was obsessed with this dude. Okay, so there's a sort of older, like, little chunky dude, like, kind of a dumpling face, sitting on a chair, all tied up. He's got rope running through his mouth. He's wearing a little beanie. And the video opens on him just, like, very half-heartedly, like, shaking his booty back and forth in the chair, like, struggling against his bonds.
Right. He could stand up.
Absolutely. This dude clearly, like, he's clearly got some, like, muscle under the little bit of chonk. I have no doubt. A motivated dude in that situation could get out of those fucking ropes. But he's just sort of wiggling his booty, shaking. and then a very, I thought the lady was beautiful. This Latina woman, like, walks into the room. She's got these, like, tall boots on and a little denim skirt and a black button up top. Hair's back in a ponytail. She starts, like, smoking a cigarette. And then you basically know the rest of the video from there. Are you going to talk? Do you know why you're here? Are you going to talk? I don't know.
Well, except you're missing a key component of the production quality, which is we keep cutting to an elegant title card that says 1 hour later or 2 hours later. And so apparently they want us to know that, like, time is passing.
Yes.
And at one point she says, how does it feel to be kidnapped for 24 hours? So there's only, like, the loosest plot, which is like, do you remember me? And he's like, oh my God. He's like, so you're surprised. Mm-hmm. Are you going to tell me who did it?
But
are you going to talk?
A lot is left to the imagination. And
she smacks him around real good. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, that was fun.
She gives him some real good smacks.
Yep.
And we get a slow motion smack in there.
Yep, there's slow motion.
There's
slap
a slow
down.
Motion replay of a smack around. And then she, like, does breath restrictions. She, like, covers his mouth and nose and holds it until he squirms and, like, pants. But that's all overacted. I didn't buy the breathing. I bought the smacks, though. Those were legit smacks.
Yeah, the smacks were by far my favorite part of this video. She just, like, slaps his face over and over and over again. And then, yeah, you're completely spot on. The breathing part, like, as soon as she, like, restricts his breathing, takes her hands off his mouth and nose, he just, like, starts panting like a dog. It's so, like, over-exaggerated.
But I really did like seeing him just get smacked in his little bowling ball head.
He looks like he could use a smack. Maybe he's a very nice man. Maybe, I don't know. But, like, something about his face, I wanted to see him get hit.
Yeah. He's like
I was hoping she'd, like, stomp on his nuts or something.
He's like a full-size Keebler elf. Getting smacked in the face
with a little beanie on.
Yeah, he's like the Keebler elf robber.
And part of it too for me is, like, I got way into, like, the setup, and I was trying to think, like, okay, anyone in this situation, they would be, like, trying to, like, justify why they should be let go. They would be being asked, they would be asking to be let go. They'd talk about, like, the family they have to get back to. They'd talk about, like, anything. They would, like, talk about the relationship they have with each other. And it seems like this guy was capable of remembering the lines, I don't know, and that was it.
I'm not going to look into this. I'm not going to do the research to find out if I'm correct. Someone can tell me if I'm correct or not, but I'm going to wager a guess that that man owns latinasincharge.com, mm-hmm. and the whole thing is just a way for him to get Latina women to come into his kitchen and smack him around.
I think you're completely right, because I got the impression that, like, that the guy in the chair likes this scenario and has his own idea of how things should be going.
Yep.
And that no one would be able to tell him, like, dude, your breathing is fucking stupid. Change it up, because he's the boss.
Yep. That's my guess. So good for him. Yeah. Live your dream, buddy.
Live in the dream.
Live your little woodland elf Keebler dream full of cookies and Latinas stomping your dick. But that didn't happen.
She put a foot on his dick for, like,
for
a second.
Yeah. Okay, I'll change. Step up your game, Bo. Just get hit in the nuts already.
Yeah, it's clearly what you want.
Yep. Anyway, that's this episode. This episode was Overcharge, Boat, Earthwax. Very little Earthwax showed up in the episode.
There was a little bit of Earth.
Oh, the cartoon. I just touched your boob. The cartoon.
I liked it.
Where are you finishing horniness level?
Horniness level 6. Hornier than when I started. Less horny because of the Latina chick. No, I started at 3.
Oh, that's right. You did.
What about you?
I'll say I went down a little bit in that one because I really wanted to know who did it. So 4. I needed more plot. My boner craved plot, Harper.
I know.
I got a hard on plot. What can I say? But a 4. But the takeaway from this is I'm enchanted by that couple in the threesome thing.
Loved them.
I want to go back and watch that Pocahontas one.
Yeah.
So anyway, we'll see you guys next time. Thanks for listening. This is Dirty Folk. I'm Max Moosman.
I'm Harper the Fox.
Take it easy. All right, the episode's over and you need more. So go to dirtyfolk.com/listen and buy the bonus episode for this week and get yourself some more Dirty Folk right now. Be one of the chosen few. And then when you're done, you can sit back with a good book. May I suggest A Bastard, A Mushroom Trip by Max Moosman, the greatest book ever. Get it.